Eggs, are they healthy? Are they not healthy? Should you eat them? It's so confusing. Welcome to Talking with Docs. I'm Dr. Bradley.
I'm Dr. Paul Zalzo. Do you eat eggs? No, with whole.
I know.
Vegan thing.
No. Don't. That's judgy.
I'm not judging.
That was judgy.
No, just part of the whole vegan thing.
I do not. I honestly used to love eggs. I used to eat a lot of eggs. Yeah.
I eat about maybe one or two every other weekend.
You still do? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you used to eat more?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And then you dialed back.
Way back.
Okay, so today we're going to talk about what's in an egg.
Yep.
Why it's controversial.
Yeah.
What are some potential risks or what? And then talk about like what the data shows. Like, are there studies that can tell us, should we eat eggs? Should we not eat eggs? Alternatives, that kind of stuff.
And eggs are super popular. I was thinking about it last night, all the different egg dishes you can have. Okay. I came up with 19. I need help getting the 20th. I came up with scrambled eggs, sunny side up eggs, baked egg, poached egg, hard boiled eggs, soft boiled eggs, over easy, over hard, fried eggs, baked eggs, deviled eggs, egg salad, frittata.
Frittata.
Omelette.
Who doesn't like a frittata or an omelette?
Yeah. Egg salad, pickled eggs, quiche, scotch eggs, baked egg custard, frozen egg custard.
Okay.
And that's 19. And then I'm like, does French toast count?
Okay.
I think I'd like to get another 20th there, though, instead of French toast.
If you have a comment about your favorite way to eat eggs and wasn't included in Dr. Zalzo's PhD thesis.
On eggs.
Add it.
Please tell me a 20th egg.
Okay, so basically, let's talk about it. What's in an egg? So there's the white and there's the yolk. So this is designed to make a whole chicken, so it's not surprising that it has a lot of nutrients in it that are critical. So the average size egg has about 6 grams of protein. So people talk, eggs, such a great source of protein.
Yeah.
So what I would say is that it's what's called a complete protein, so it has the proper balance of all the amino acids, but we've talked about this before in some of our other videos. All plants have all the amino acids, just not necessarily in the ideal distribution.
Right.
So 6 grams, it's an okay source.
Yeah, and that's probably why Rocky put them all in a blender and drank them before he was training.
Kind of gross. Yeah, kind of gross.
Sylvester Stallone really drank those eggs.
He might have.
Yeah.
Hopefully it wasn't too many takes. The second thing that's commonly associated with eggs is cholesterol.
Yeah.
The amount of cholesterol in an egg is 186 milligrams, and the guidelines for dietary cholesterol consumption is about 300 milligrams or below.
Yes.
Having said that, you don't need to eat any cholesterol, so because cholesterol is associated with some negative health outcomes, the ideal amount probably should be closer to zero.
Like
you don't have to get any cholesterol in your diet. The next thing is saturated fat.
This is exactly why I reduced my egg intake.
Okay.
Way back when my found out my cholesterol was high, then, which I have a family history of that.
Right.
That's when I cut my egg intake back.
And we're going to talk about eating cholesterol and its relation to blood cholesterol in a second.
Okay.
Sorry. Third thing, that's okay.
Yeah.
Third thing is saturated fat. So it has 1.6 grams of saturated fat. Recommendations are to have less than 5 to 10% of your total calories in saturated fat because saturated fat actually leads to high cholesterol.
Right.
And it's not good for us. Right. Associated with negative health outcomes. So we want to, like, same thing. You don't need any saturated fat. Should probably be as close to zero. But 1.6 grams, even a small bag, Easter just passed, small bag of those mini eggs. 5 grams saturated fat.
There you go.
Yeah.
Those eggs are worse than the regular eggs.
Way worse. I think they actually might be. I think they are. I would totally agree they are. And then vitamins. So B12, vitamin D, iron, selenium. And the amounts of all these nutrients and even omega-3s relate to the way the eggs are raised. Did you know that like free-range eggs, because they're out in the sun, can actually make vitamin D just like us?
Really?
So the chickens.
Okay.
That are out in the sun have more vitamin D in their eggs if they're out kind of sun tanning.
Free range.
I know. Who knew? So there is some merit to free range.
You ever see chicken out there in the sun bathing with a Speedo on?
Not bathing, but walking around.
Yeah,
like, rather than being stuck in a tiny little cage or pen or
coop. Makes sense on a sunny day.
Okay, so let's specifically talk about cholesterol.
Well, yeah, that's the deal. That's why I reduced my egg intake drastically and my cholesterol was up. Before I went, like, mostly plant-based, but as you know, I still eat some other foods. But I found, personally, when I drastically changed my diet, I could reduce my cholesterol numbers by about 20%.
And that's what Dr. Heffernan said in some of our other videos. So people, leave a comment if you have an experience with cholesterol, with dietary cholesterol, with whatever, with eggs.
Yeah.
Share it. But studies have shown that about 25 to 30% of people are what's called sensitive. So when they eat cholesterol, their blood cholesterol goes up.
Yeah.
Whereas 70% of people seem to be less sensitive, so their cholesterol goes up in a very mild amount.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of theories of why this is. Some of it's genetic. Some people have shown in some studies that once your lipoprotein carriers are full of cholesterol, eating more cholesterol doesn't make it go because you're already saturated. So that might be an issue, but people that are plant-based or people that have really low cholesterol, they might be more sensitive because they have these carriers that are just waiting for cholesterol.
Right.
So this is the thing. So the first thing is, does eating cholesterol relate to cholesterol?
It might.
It might, mm-hmm. but it might not.
Right.
Having said that, if you're worried about this, probably easier just to not eat any cholesterol. Okay, does this relate to heart health?
Well, so, we know cholesterol is tied to heart health. That's the whole deal with cholesterol.
We do.
Like it or not, there is, and that's why,
yes.
of course, Big Pharma came in with the cholesterol-lowering medications, but we know there's an association with elevated cholesterol and heart health, stroke as well, and other vascular.
Right, so ideally we want lower cholesterol, and there are kind of five things, the top five ways or five things that you eat that lead to elevated cholesterol. Cholesterol is actually number three on that list. So eating cholesterol is number three in making your cholesterol go up. Number one is actually trans fats. These are very bad for us. Became very popular with highly processed foods, deep fried foods, dangerous, very bad for you. Your trans fat consumption should be zero. Mm-hmm. Number two is actually saturated fat. So even things like dark chocolate actually has a lot of saturated fat, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. Things like palm oil, coconut oil. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, for people that eat a lot of animal products, so butter, red meat, deep fried foods,
right.
and highly processed meats.
Then you have actual cholesterol after that.
Actual cholesterol is number three. Number four is sugar, which is weird. A lot of people are like, well, how does sugar and refined carbs lead to high cholesterol? It relates to a complicated pathway in our liver, particularly fructose is really bad for this, so we should limit that. And then number five is alcohol. Which also feel like, really?
Every
having
time.
A drink makes my cholesterol go up? It usually makes most things that are good for you makes them go down or bad things go up. Okay, so that leaves us with, okay, well, what else is bad about eggs? So if you're someone who really loves eggs, are there any other reasons to consider not eating an egg? Well, what do you think?
There probably is.
Yeah, so
I have a feeling.
So I would say choline is one reason that people say, hey, we should eat eggs. Choline is a really critical nutrient that is found in a lot of different foods. Eggs is a very good source of it. Mm-hmm. The average amount that we're recommended to get is somewhere between 100 and 400 milligrams, more if you're pregnant. But there are good sources elsewhere, other than in an egg,
right.
Like brassica, so cauliflower, broccoli, I know, right. sounds weird, cabbage, Brussels sprouts,
right.
even things like quinoa. But choline is needed. It's a critical part of acetylcholine, relates to some neurodegenerative diseases, even implicated in dementia. So choline is really important for us. But high levels of choline have been associated with prostate cancer in some egg studies. So there's one study where they followed like 1,000 people, diagnosed with prostate cancer, and then they broke them up into groups of people that had very few eggs, so I think it was less than 1 week, to people that ate a lot of eggs. And the people that ate more eggs had a higher rate of progression from low-grade prostate cancer to high-grade prostate cancer.
Right, and this is an association. It's not a proof. It's not
a randomized controlled trial. So what I would say is that if I had prostate cancer, or if I had a family history of high chance of getting prostate cancer, I probably wouldn't eat any eggs, or I would really be careful about my choline consumption. Because they think it's converted to something called TMAO, that's the possible mechanism. So it's kind of a little asterisk.
As opposed to LMAO.
Yeah, LMAO. Which does not lead to prostate cancer.
Now, did they control for other foods? Like, because often when you're eating eggs,
Well, there's two groups, right? So,
yeah.
But the trouble is, yeah, you're exactly right. So with your list of the 19 ways to cook them, the trouble is...
20 if you give us one more.
If you cook it in 2 tablespoons of butter that has 10 grams of saturated fat, or if you put a side of bacon...
Right.
Or if you have a whole bunch of white bread with it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all those things maybe if you have a Caesar for breakfast,
right?
If you have all those things that are bad for essentially increasing your blood cholesterol.
Who has a Caesar?
There are people that do, probably.
You could have went with the, what's the champagne and orange juice one?
Oh.
Mimosa.
A mimosa,
you have to grasp for a breakfast alcohol.
I was looking for something more Canadian. Caesar.
I guess.
Yeah.
Well, breakfast alcohol, the first thing I think of is a mimosa.
Sure.
I've never had one. I'm not a big mimosa fan.
No, me either. But anyways, all the other things increase your cholesterol, but eggs kind of got dragged along with that. So you're like, well, listen, the egg is there at the party, but it's probably not the cause of the problem. It's not the problem maker.
No, it's the gel that's holding all the other foods together.
Okay, so let's talk about...
But I mean, my wife's an amazing baker.
Yes.
And she does... Eggs are common in baking. You know what I mean?
They are common. Did you know that there's a way to get around using eggs?
Really?
So you can make what's called a flaxseed egg.
Oh.
You take like a tablespoon of flaxseed.
Yeah.
Add 3 tablespoons of water.
Yeah.
You let it sit, and it kind of makes a congealed kind of for baking. Yeah, so.
Maybe taking the fun out of baking.
Yeah, sorry. Right. Okay, so let's talk about the research. So there have been a lot of meta-analyses in the last, I searched last night, in the last 10 years, there were 16 meta-analyses. When I put eggs and cholesterol in it, 16 came up.
Okay.
Actually, about 10 of them actually talked about eggs and cholesterol, which is kind of weird on PubMed.
Yeah.
But what I found is that it is mixed. I'd say most of the data shows that the more eggs you eat, the more your cholesterol goes up, the higher the incidence of cardiovascular events, as well as your increased mortality.
Right.
But there were a couple that showed no difference in that we're leaning to the side of less eggs maybe are safe.
Okay, now, with respect to these studies,
yes.
Is there some bias? Because who funded these studies? Was there by any chance any funding from people with an interest in eggs?
So like the American Egg Board or the egg industry. So interesting that you asked, Paul. We always talk about research. You need to really look to where some of the money is, where the motivation
is. Look at the end of the paper and say...
About 60% of the studies on eggs are funded by the American Egg Board or egg industry.
So there's an inherent bias.
Inherent bias. They want eggs to look okay to you. To the point where I looked at one randomized controlled trial where they're talking about the effect of eating eggs on your blood cholesterol. So they had one group eat eggs, another group eat... a highly processed breakfast sandwich made of sausage.
Okay.
And they're like, well, look, didn't go up.
Right.
Well, if you compare something to something that's kind of junky, then it's really not a fair comparison. So I think you have to make the decision for yourself. So in a conclusion, what would we say? So number one, are eggs healthy? Well, are they healthier than what, I guess is the first thing. Are they healthier than a breakfast sandwich? For sure.
Yeah.
But are they healthier than maybe having something like oatmeal or, you know, fruit and nuts or whatever? You can compare it to a whole bunch of things. So I think you have to decide. I think when you eat anything, is it healthy? Is it healthy compared to what? So that's the first thing. Mm-hmm. Number two is if you're going to eat eggs, you may want to consider ditching the yolk. Or having less yolks, because the yolk is really the source of the cholesterol and the saturated fat. So if you loved eggs and you said you wanted to have some eggs, if that's what I was going to, I probably would do that. If I was going to have an egg, I might get rid of the yolk.
Yeah, fair enough.
And then the last one.
Moderation.
Like everything we talk about.
If you're
going
to eat eggs, don't make it part of your everyday breakfast routine, right?
Right. So definitely less than one a day, and maybe even that couple of week, kind of like you're saying, maybe on the weekends.
Yeah.
But you probably shouldn't eat it every day. And are there going to be someone in your life that says, I had 2 eggs a day for 39 years, and I never had a heart attack? Of course there's going to be.
Yeah.
But
I wonder if, you know, the egg surge in the prices recently.
Yes.
If that persists for long enough that a population study could be done to see if the population intake of eggs goes down and then correlate that with any adverse
maybe effects. Because if you look at eggs, actually, they are a very affordable, a complete source of protein.
Yeah.
If you compare them to someone, say if you're a plant-based eater, say you wanted to have like tofu or quinoa or lentils even, the prices actually are comparable, maybe even a little bit less for the plant side, but they are quite an efficient,
right now, eggs are
cheap
surging.
Source. Yes. Yeah, it's a good question.
There you go.
Now you know.
Maybe don't get cracking.
Maybe don't get cracking. This was an exceptionally good video. Exceptionally.
See what I did there? I did that. Give us the 20th egg recipe, please.
Okay, if you like this video, please like it, subscribe to our channel, share it with someone that likes eggs.
And remember, you are in charge of your own health.
See you next time.